A single winter storm can undo years of investment in your signage and exterior. The question is, will your brand weather the storm or will it crack under the pressure? Winter prep isn't only about avoiding damage. It's about how your signage, materials, and exterior presence communicate reliability and care when people need it most. Today, we'll show how winter readiness doubles as brand strategy. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Innovation Room podcast. My name is Tori and I'm here with my co-host Rhiannon. Before we dig into our first topic for today, I want to remind y'all to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast here on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello everyone. Yes, this is a topic that we discuss every single year, and that topic is preventative maintenance. And we just want to make sure that your facility is ready for winter and the holidays. So with this first topic, we're going to dig into how the ambiance of your facility influences your brand's ability to make a really big impact on your potential customers. The way a facility looks and feels in winter, brightly lit, is it safe? Is it intentional? Always affects how people perceive professionalism and trust.
Yeah. And, you know, not every facility is, or not every like location is dealing with super harsh winter weather, but there's a level of like universal application we think here. So that's why we want to dig into this. A couple of examples of this: consistent lighting, right? Is the exterior signage on your building really well lit? Is it lit 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, right? Your signage is your best salesperson. We should probably get that on a t-shirt, Ree. Like we say that all the time. but having that consistent illumination on your signage communicates that your organization or your business is dependable, right? Even in difficult conditions. And that reassurance matters no matter the industry that you're in, whether you provide healthcare, maybe you distribute products, maybe you're just a business serving the public in general. And so that's what we're kind of looking at here, is how can you use preventative maintenance to really help you capitalize on that first impression that your facility makes year round? Winter's specifically tough, but year round, right?
Absolutely. And this is something that we always touch on around this time of the year, but we kind of wanted to get ahead of the curve because it's almost the end of August, which we know that these winter months are going to be here before we know it. And Tori, I know that we talk about what the difference is with preventative maintenance going into this season. And I just want to remind everybody that we as a signage company, we gear up for, we'll say, late fall and then through February. And a lot of that has to do with the daylight savings time and the change there. I always talk about retail, for example, earlier in the months, in the summer months and things along those lines, we have our employees that leave before the sign actually comes on because it's still sunlight. There's obviously no need for the sign. And so what we find is some of our clients are scrambling last minute because we have those holidays and Christmas coming, and we have maybe visits from upper management. We have the rush of everything. And then we're scrambling to get things done when potentially these could have been outages that have been there for months and months and months, and we just didn't realize that. So that's kind of our first reminder to everybody, is start looking at your signage now before we transition into that daylight savings time, depending on where you're at in the country, and get ahead of the game because signage companies do get busy during this time of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's a fascinating statistic from the Sign Research Foundation, which they found that they did this big study, and they found that 60% of brands who improved their signage had an average of a 10% boost in sales. And the study was done a little while ago, so it's possible that there's an amount of change there. But the point is, if you improve your signage, you are most likely going to see some sort of increase in sales. Maybe it's something as simple as like what Rhiannon was talking about, right? Which is check the timers on your lights. Like, are your signs lighting up at the right time, especially as we're adjusting for daylight savings time and things like that? or you know, is the illumination faulty, and do you need to get some of those LEDs switched out or repaired? Whatever that fix might be, any of that can help improve your sign, right?
Another thing that we see a lot be going into these winter months, Tori, is cleanings, whether that be with awnings or whether that be your signage. So especially depending on where you are in the country, again, this is where we run into, you kind of have a cutoff point. So with awning cleanings, we obviously can't do that when it's below a certain degree of temperature. Also, you also run into temperature or winter issues with those cleanings, or even just with the sign maintenance in general, because then we run into snowstorms or it's too cold. Removals, we're looking at patch and paint. Obviously, we can't touch those while it's really cold outside. So a lot of things that we don't think of until they're an issue. So that's kind of why we wanted to touch on this topic a little bit earlier in the season this year. And just to kind of a reminder, check your signage before it gets down to the nitty gritty, deep, dark winter months. Make sure as you're driving around, especially for those folks who do get snowstorms, things along those lines, it does create that trust in that consistent brand visual. So you want to make sure that you're creating the safety net for your clients and making sure that they can easily have access to your store in regards to visible entryways and creating that safe lit environment. Check your parking lot lights. Again, it's going to get darker sooner, very, very quickly. And unfortunately, we all want to stay in these nice summer months, but it's going to hit us out of nowhere. And all of a sudden, we're going to be there where it's dark at like 5 o'clock. And we all want to go to bed. But yes, those are things that we need to make sure that we're doing intentionally. And it's some of those things where our clients don't even realize it, but it's that safety that they feel and that comfortability that they have with your brand when you keep up with those things.
Yeah, for sure. There's just one other thing I want to mention kind of in this vein here. This is, I think, especially true for retail brands, but it applies to everybody. Consider the tone of your lighting, right? So we know that in your home, right, as you're kind of maybe designing your space, you're probably considering, do I need really bright lighting? Do I need something that's a little more muted? Am I leaning more toward a warmer yellow, or do I favor something that's more like daylight or even almost fluorescent, right? Personally, I'm not a huge fluorescent fan because it reminds me of the doctor's office, but that's something that brands should consider too, right? What is the tone of your lighting? And especially as we get closer to the holidays, right? People have warm, fuzzy feelings. It's Christmas time. And so think about, can you shift maybe the lighting on your signage, especially during winter, to communicate some of that warmth and the openness and the safety that Rhiannon was talking about?
That's great, Tori. We all love that extra ambiance.
Exactly. Okay, so if we dig a little bit deeper past appearance, we know that the materials that you use in your sign play a key role in determining durability, right? Some signage and exterior materials handle cold and salt and some of those freezing and thawing cycles better than others.
Right, absolutely. And so choosing the right substrates and finishes, it doesn't just reduce failures in your store, it also signals that you're committed and you're committed to the quality and resilience and just how it affects your brand.
For sure. So in general, this is just kind of a general rule of thumb. We would recommend, of course, that you talk to your trusted sign provider because they're going to have the best recommendations on what works for your brand and your location. But in general, aluminum and then high density urethane tend to perform pretty well in cold weather, especially when we've got that freezing and that thawing cycle. So just a couple of things to keep in mind there, right? They are going to be much more durable. You're going to preserve color. Sometimes plastic can crack actually when it gets really cold, or we all know that materials expand and contract, whether it's hot or cold. So those are just things to keep in mind, especially if you're in one of those environments where you tend to see quite a large temperature fluctuation. We can't all be California.
Absolutely. Although we would love that. California, Arizona, all of those nice. See, Tori and I are, well, Tori's in Texas, but I'm up in the northern state. Yeah. So I handle this all the time. And we see this with clients. And we do see the cracking of faces in channel letter sets or even just cabinet signs or just the blistering. It kind of like, you know, where that material just doesn't last in those frigid, cold areas. And sometimes it just depends on how that winter goes. Is it cold for a very, very long period of time? Where are you located? Mm-hmm. So definitely geography, where you're at, type of signage, what materials you use, all make a difference in choice on what you do. But I would definitely, not only should we do a preventative maintenance leading up to that, but if you know that you are in one of these cold weather states, schedule one for those early spring, that once we get through the cold weather months, to make sure that we're out looking for those things, making sure that, you know, there's any rust or corrosion or anything in regards to the cracks or blistering. So I also recommend that as well, especially we have other issues with the hot climates, and then we have issues with the cold climates. So both are important.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, talk to your sign people, see what they would recommend. We want to be able to balance kind of the needs of your brand or what the visual needs of your brand are with the durability required, especially for national brands. They're going to have, y'all have locations literally all over the place. And so considering, like Rhiannon said, that geography, right? If you're in northern states, maybe you require different sign materials in the north as opposed to the south, where you might encounter a little bit more UV rays on your signs, right? And UV rays can tend to fade sign faces quite a bit faster. And so just different things to think about, especially for those national brands that have a huge variety of needs depending on the location of their sign.
And obviously we are in a world of innovation. There are constantly new products, new materials, things that your sign company might know. So make sure that you do ask them these questions. So Tori, we know that facilities that look cared for inspire confidence in the people who visit or rely on them, whether that's with patients, drivers, customers, employees. It builds that confidence in that brand for them.
Absolutely, right? Winter readiness really signals reliability of your brand. Your lights are on, the pathways to get into your building are safe, your signage is functional, people know where they're going, and that just really inspires that brand trust. It's sending the message to, again, your customers, clients, employees, vendors, that you are dependable no matter what is happening with crazy weather.
Right. So we are really connecting here with the emotional side of clients. And so a little statistic here, that clients and customers will likely see an increase in brand engagement. So according to Gallup, 70% of consumer buying decisions are based on emotion, this versus 30%, which are made on rational factors, which, you know, you think, no, I make my buying decisions based on all these facts and all of these statistics and all things like that. But in reality, it is so crazy that this is true. And if you really think about your own buying patterns and what made you make certain decisions, a lot of it is based on emotion. So we can talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah, it is amazing, that statistic. I've seen it a few times and it really does kind of blow me away. But I do think there is a tendency to think that this really mostly applies in those B2C situations, right? Mm-hmm. So you're a retail chain and you're playing on the emotions of your customers to get them to buy products from you, right? And it's true in that context. It's also true in the B2B space though, right? If you are working with a vendor or a large client, right? The person who's making the buying decisions on behalf of their company, their emotions are just as tied to those buying decisions. Honestly, y'all, there are some statistics out there that show that they are more emotionally tied to their buying decisions than your average consumer is to, like, me going and buying a blouse at the mall, because some of these large business purchases are just that larger than your average consumer buying decision. So that's something to keep in mind, right? This, it seems like this just applies to retail, but it really doesn't. It applies to all businesses.
It's so funny and it's so true because this topic could be its own episode. I think that we don't realize it as much, but even when you're talking about, if you've had any sales training, for example, in modern, the more modern sales, we're kind of gearing away from, I would say, your car salesman type mentality into more of that relationship-based, partnership-based selling techniques, because that is what people are looking for. They want the emotional stability that they can trust you and they can trust your business. They don't want that, just that transactional piece. And ultimately, it's, if you're helping them in their job and they're creating that warm, fuzzy feeling for you, it just makes everything so much better in the long run. And so I completely agree with you that we look at this as more of a retailer base, or even, you know, restaurant. When you're in a restaurant, you want that trust that that food's going to be good. It's going to be the same every single time. It's going to be what you expect with the quality. In regards to like Starbucks is a great example of, there's that trust that every single Starbucks I go to and I order the same drink, I'm going to get that same drink and it tastes the same in Texas as it does in Indiana, Tori. Mm-hmm. That's that quality that people look for and that trust that they look for. But it definitely is well-rounded to both B2C, B2B, and all of the above. So
yeah, it's so true. You know, there's an interesting brand totally unrelated to signage, y'all, but I think it's kind of a good little mini case study here. The brand is called Branch Basics, and it's essentially their kind of marketing shtick is that they're a human safe cleaning brand. And so they provide like a couple of different really simple products, and that's the product that they market, but they posture themselves as a brand more like an influencer, right? So their owners are really active on their social media accounts and they're presenting themselves as a, in a very human-like way, right? Like, we are a brand that you can trust. We're going to make recommendations to you on other brands that we use ourselves and really love, right? So they sell their own product, but overall their brand is more like a trusted influencer, right? Mm-hmm. And so for large businesses, your signage is a way that you communicate that trust, just like Rhiannon was saying, right? Again, prioritizing that really safe and positive experience for your clients, your customers, your employees, your vendors. We've done episodes before on the importance of just ease of navigation through your facility. That is the best, absolute best way to build trust with right. people in your facility.
So what we're trying to get at here is the emotional, what does your branding and your keeping up with your signage, your exterior, what is that telling your client? So it's not obviously just telling them you're here, you're open, all of this stuff. But when you, especially in the winter months, when it is darker, it's cold, people are getting out, they still want that good experience, obviously. And maybe even more some during these winter months. And so when you have a well-prepared visual exterior and everything is lit and great, it really is also saying that you're organized and you're attentive. You care about, you know, your clients and their safety and their needs. So winter prep becomes part of like that cultural of care. And it's just that extension of your brand and the values that you have for your company.
Yeah, absolutely. The, like Rhiannon mentioned earlier, the absolute best way to do this, y'all, is develop that preventative or that proactive maintenance plan so that you don't have to come, you know, right before Thanksgiving, right? It's almost Black Friday and oh shoot, like our exterior parking lot lights aren't lit, like crap. Now we have to call someone and we have to pay more now, right? Mm-hmm. Because now this is reactive maintenance. So just getting ahead of the curve, making sure that this becomes a regular part of your facility maintenance program so that you can project those brand values all year round.
Right. So, Tori, I hate to tell you, but winter comes every year.
I know. So whether, I know, even in Texas.
I know it. So whether it weakens or strengthens your brand, it's really up to you. When you see winter prep as part of your brand experience and not just maintenance, you create that trust, reliability, and even loyalty during some of the harshest months.
Absolutely. Y'all, thanks so much for joining us today. Don't forget to like and share this episode, subscribe to the podcast, and let us know how y'all are prepping your brand's facilities for winter weather. Until next time, keep innovating.